Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy. And a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
Slater, good morning to you. The number we're looking at here is 327 days. That was their first win. Central Coast last night, 2, Melbourne City, 1. What did you make of Mike Mulvey's men in that courageous victory?
Who cares? Did you hear the intro?
What was the intro?
How good was that? This show has now finally found respect amongst football fans. And this is a great day. It's
really
a great day.
How long have you been pushing for the intro, Robbie? I mean, this has been something, you know. Forget the new car, which I saw you in, the new Hyundai on Twitter and even the A-League. It was just all about the intro, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, seriously. That, I tell you, Nick, mate, that guy's going places. I don't know where he's going, but he's going places, I'm telling you. What?
He's cheering right now, I can see.
I don't care. I don't want to talk football. I just want to... Now,
well, I want to ask you this.
Let's play the intro again. I missed it.
Play it again. Go on.
Can we play it again?
Let's play it again. Can we play the intro again? Because I missed it. I actually wasn't concentrating.
Here's Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy. And a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
Now, is that what it was? They had to get that off the VCR.
Hey, come on.
Now, Roberto...
It was better, Cam.
Roberto, in all seriousness here, they win last night Central Coast, right?
They'll win the league. They're going to go on a roll that's never been seen before in the history of football.
Mate, they could beat... In all seriousness, they can beat the Roar. The Roar are a shambles at the moment, and we've got them 285.
To be honest, my good mate Bozza picked them to win this one last night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was very close because there is a theory that you're going to win one sooner or later. And actually, in their last couple of games, they've actually been going quite well until they've received the red card. They go to 10 men and it all collapses and they lose. So there was a feeling, Bozza goes, mate, if they keep 11 men, I think they'll beat Melbourne City. I said, I don't know about that. Anyway, they did. They deserve to win. And I think you're 100% right. I think they'll beat Brisbane North.
Well, they're 285 outsiders. I think that could be nearly a bit of the... I know
get all over it.
Yeah. I mean, if it was anyone else bar Brisbane, you'd sort of have doubts. But, I mean, Brisbane away as well, that's a home game for Central Coast. Yep. It's a Sunday night. Geez, that 285. We'll have to watch this price because if it firms up, we'll have to have something on.
Berkey, that's why you're on the show, because you analyse everything just...
Yeah, that's Dave Stanley talking at the moment, mate. But that's a big wrap. I'm happy to be an international rugby player scoring freak tries.
Dave Stanley. Get your money on Brisbane.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I stood with him at the Oak Hotel, and I stood with him, and he said, Robbie, get on this. I won't say what it was because I can't remember their name. They were horse races. Get on this. This is a dead cert one. 10 minutes later, come on, we'll get on this one now because that lost. Watch it. Done. Yeah, five races in a row, dead set certainties, all lost.
But the beer was cold, though. The beer was cold, Robbie. That's the main thing.
Yeah, it was very cold.
Robbie, let's go over to Asian Cup, and we're still waiting to find out who our blokes are going to be up against, whether it's going to be Japan or Uzbekistan. That game is on tomorrow morning. But were you happy the way they played against Syria? Draw would have sufficed, but that Tommy Rogic strike at the end was a real thunderbolt.
Yeah, it certainly was. And Tommy had a pretty good game. I thought he'd be key, and he was. He had an assist and that goal you're talking about. As far as the performance goes, it was okay. In patches, very good. And, of course, we did concede 2 goals, which is not ideal. Mm. But a difficult game, difficult circumstances. This is a tough tournament with a side that's, as we know, are missing key players. So, look, we go into the round of 16 and, listen, it could be Japan. More likely, it's going to be Uzbekistan. I think Japan will beat them. But, of course, if they don't, it will be Japan. So, look, you can only play from now on what's in front of you. So, you know, we're not at our best. because we can't simply be at our best because we're missing some of our very, very best players.
So realistically, we're just looking at the market now. We are down to fourth at $10. Are we a chance to scribe our name on the trophy again, or is that going to be a stretch too far?
Oh, look, it'll be a big ask, but we're still in there. Normally teams that win tournaments start slowly and get better as the tournament progresses. Look, it's going to be tough, but of course, we can still win it. Do I think personally we'll win it? Hard to say. I think the round of 16 will tell us more how much we are progressing. We finished second in our group behind Jordan. And the games have been tough. So, people should realise we are in a rebuilding stage. We've got three players up front who've barely got 10 caps between them. Awar Mobeel is doing fantastically well. And what a fantastic story.
Yeah.
From a refugee camp. And the stuff he does off the field is quite extraordinary for such a young man. And of course, you've got Economides, who wasn't even in the squad at the start, pulled in because of injury, that injury to Matthew Leckie. And you've got Jamie McLaren, who's playing in the number 9 position, who's only got one goal. And he's got more caps than the other two put together. So, look, it is an inexperienced side. And we're just going to have to support them. But, you know, if they get a bit of a head of steam, they could maybe do something. So, of course, you're still in it to win it. But we're certainly not favourites.
If you had to have your 100 on, South Korea favourites, $3.75. Are the Iranians still the ones to beat at the $4?
Yeah, Iran are a very, very good side.
Yep.
And I think I know they're both favourites, which is right. I mean, South Korea do have the card. They've got, you know, the only genuine world-class player in the tournament in Song Heung-min, of course, who plays for Tottenham Hotspurs. So that's a big plus. I think Iran are poised. In qualifying, they didn't concede a goal in 12 games. They didn't lose a game in qualifying. This team is primed to win the tournament, but both of them very, very good and both, you know, very, very close to each other.
Well, we look forward to how it's all going to pan out. And Robbie, as you said, that final 16, it's that cup football now, as in anything can happen. Good to talk, Robbie. We'll do it again soon.
We certainly will. Can't wait to hear that intro again tomorrow.
They'll have to rewind that, stretch that tape out again.
$251, the Mariners, to win the comp.
$251?
$251. Jeez.
Giddy up, mate. They only have to make the top six, then anything happens.
Anything's
after that.
Possible.
That's Australia finishing second in their pool in that match, and they have to wait on the final game of Japan and Uzbekistan as to find out whom they go through. But either way, it's going to be a tough one. But the great thing about it is literally anything can happen in these games.
Exactly.